the service station. They had three transmitters outside, and I admire their effort. I'm glad I could give them a contact. That's all. KBAPGW.
Yeah, well, you know, the old saying goes, if you think you're tough, there's always somebody tougher. So I think they might have... I know that's way outside of my bailiwick. I had enough winter deployments when I was using the older technology with the Red Cross, and a couple of winters, I remember a couple of them were just brutal. We had to set up a radio station at a high school, and that was just brutal conditions, but so I don't care if we go through that again. So, all right, very good, John. Sounds like he enjoyed it, and that's what it's all about. We'll break with you, and we're overdue for a standby here. I'm sorry, I didn't think I ever took one. This is the Michigan Amateur, your public service cornet. Any additional check-ins to that before we continue? Call now. Okay, nothing heard. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, if you hung around, your comments, over.
WDA USA, I believe. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. The name is Ray, R-A-Y. Location is Macomb County in the very bottom southwest corner of Macomb County. And, yeah, we got more snow here than expected. It took me three times as long with my little diesel tractor to get everything cleared away. So I'm soaking wet from the snow soaking in, and gonna have a cup of cocoa and kick back here. Couldn't even get my generator out of the garage for winter field day. That's how lazy I was. See you all next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Michael Lima Delta.
Okay, Ray, good enough. Thanks for your comments and for coming to the nut this morning. I guess you guys got, we missed it all. We just got light flurries here, and which is fine. And the cloud cover kind of kept us a little warmer than what we might have been, but it would have been nice to see some sunshine today. But I'm not complaining. It sure beats the 20 below we had two nights ago. Man, that was brutal. I heard the house just creaking in that cold. Boy, amazing, amazing stuff. All right, Ray, thank you very much, and have a great rest of your evening. Let's see here. NHBZR, did you come back on the circuit? Over.
NHBZR, no comments.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure I got you in there. Thanks for joining the net this evening. KBSWR, did you return? Okay, nothing heard. Well, it's pretty to give them a try. All right, let's see, where are we here? NHWRO, I hope I got that call right. Your comments for the net, stand by NHKNF.
Yes, thank you, Joe. That is correct. This is NHWRO. My name is Tim. I am one of the AECs in D2 Macomb County. Well, technically, Macomb is deployed. This weekend, we're providing mutual aid support to Warren's CERT group with staffing of their warming center down in Warren. We had a total of five members participate this weekend, three of which are currently deployed on site now. We just got word from our deputy EC that they are extending the hours until next Friday. So we're hoping to assist Warren CERT this coming week as well. The test of our new e-deploy roster worked well with this deployment. I want to shout out to Ray, number 18, who was just on. He's in the southern part of our county. As always, thanks to Central Michigan for the VHF-UHF link. That's all from Macomb. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Joe. Stay warm, everyone.
Okay, good enough. Nice, solid transmission. Jim, that sounds great. And the work you guys are doing is phenomenal. And what makes it even more significant than that is the conditions you're facing. So that I think that's about the best public service event mentioned so far on this net. So kudos to you, and this is exactly why we exist. So the main reason why we exist, in my opinion. So Tim, continue the good work, and thank you for checking in with us. I'll break with you. Last but not least on the list, November Kilo, November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Your comments for the net. Over.
Yes, this is November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Name is Don. I'm in Macomb County and happened to turn on the scanner, and it's the first time I've heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, and so I got back in. I'm with the ARPSC here, Springs Cruise Amateur Radio Club, and I'm kind of getting some information here, just wondering what this is all about exactly. And like I said, I'm just getting back into the hobby, and just heard you out there. Back to net control.